in love, in truth, and in the Spirit. The love of God that has been delivered to humanity through His Christ is the basis for all our actions. On account of love, God raised up Jesus to be salvation to the world. And having the Father's heart, Jesus sacrificed His own life for love. Through this love, we now have the forgiveness of sins, with new life in the Spirit, as sons of God. And it is this love that gives us the great hope to partake in resurrection of life, with the promise that we may enter into the kingdom of our God. Indeed, our ministry is the exceeding grace and mercy of God's love, given to us through Christ Jesus, namely the gospel. God is love. Thus, our faithfulness to Him is dependent on our commitment to love. The whole law of God is fulfilled in this principal virtue. Truly, when questioned about the greatest commandment, Jesus said, "The most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Seeing that love is the purpose of all God's people, it is the central purpose of this church. Love redeems, binds together, and builds up. Love bears all things, hopes all things, and believes all things. The perfect love of God destroys all fear, bringing the peace that surpasses understanding. Truly, all things must be done for love and in love. May the love of God be perfected in us as to truly be followers of Christ. Love is perfected in truth, as God's love is inseparable from His truth and His justice. For it is through faith in the truth by which we are justified and receive the grace and salvation of the Most High. The ministry of God's love must thus be accomplished in accordance with the understanding of His Word. God's Word is fundamental to the ministry as we receive the promise on His terms under His conditions. Divine promise and revelation were given through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through Moses and the law, and through the prophets. Other scripture records God's dealings with His people, demonstrating His word with many signs and testimonies. In accord with the word spoken through the law and the prophets, we testify to God's plan and purpose for the world. Truly, God's redemption for humanity centers upon His Christ as His grace and truth are realized in Jesus. Thus, our apostolic ministry of love shall be in accord with the word of truth. In confidence, we believe that the gospel is the accomplished word of God and not the invention of any man. The church body is to be sanctified in truth. In all our efforts, we are to minister in the truth of the Bible. Our worship of God, our faith in the Lord Jesus, the function of the church body, all things must be guided by the truth of God's Word. Scripture is of foremost authority in all matters of faith, being that light which guides us. We are to be led not by tradition, but rather by the Word of God in the Spirit of truth. We shall strive to maintain sound teaching rather than humanistic teachings that suit the passions of individuals. We must resist being carried about by every wind of doctrine by human cunning or craftly teaching and deceitful schemes. We must not embrace the teaching of any doctrine that undermines the aim of love that originates from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. We should not swerve from these things by wandering away into vain discussions about the law. The law is laid down not for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for the immoral, whatever is contrary to sound doctrine. We must avoid empty and profane teachings that are contradictory and are falsely called knowledge. Those professing doctrines of men have swerved from the faith. Consider the witnesses of the Bible who spoke the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. While the truth of the word of God is our solid food, the Spirit of God is our drink. As the result of his love made manifest in Jesus Christ, we now receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus received from the Father the promise to baptize in the Holy Spirit as he is now exalted to the right hand of God. The promise of the Spirit shall be realized in our ministry of the gospel. God is Spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. In Christ, we are to be filled with God, receiving his holy breath. By the Spirit deposited in us, we become temples of the living God. Indeed, his indwelling Spirit establishes us as sons of God. The new life of the Spirit purifies us and compels us in all righteousness. Through Christ, God pours into us the living water of the Spirit, filling our hearts with love, giving us extraordinary peace with joy unspeakable. The Spirit is our comforter, providing intimacy with God, bearing witness within us to the truth of our salvation. All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, for we come to know God and accomplish his will through the Spirit. Ministering the gospel in fullness involves operating in the Spirit under the anointing. We are not to serve under an old written code, but in the new life of the Spirit. Nor shall we teach eloquent words of wisdom without the Spirit, lest the cross of Christ be diminished. Rather, if necessary, we shall tarry and wait to be given power from on high. The Holy Spirit shall be our driving force, transforming, interceding, and empowering us according to the will of God. The ministry of miraculous healing, deliverance from demonic strongholds, is carried out in the power of the Spirit. We should pursue spiritual gifts, especially that we may prophesy. Prophecy comes not from a man's will, but when one speaks from God, as the Holy Spirit provides divine unction and carries him along. Signs and wonders are made manifest by the power of the Spirit. Our boldness and inspiration is to be vitalized by this breath of God. We are to manifest the divine giving witness to God's truth by his power. We are not to be of dry religion, but rather a living faith, partaking of the Spirit of God that comes through Christ.